Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you guys for joining me here at 1806 Studios, Apostle Charles Ellis. We're getting ready to get started here. Actually, service here, kind of like a morning service that we have each and every, just during the course of the week, most of you get to talk about some of the work we're doing here. I want to let you know we're going to actually get out in a position to talk about some things that we deal with on a daily basis, and we're going to go into prayer. We're not going to stay too, we're not going to stay this too long, because it's only like a 30-minute show. But in this 30-minute show, we get a lot of information in some of the things that are going on in the kingdom of God and how sometimes we're hindered from our blessings. You know, the word of God declares that how the blessings of the Lord, it make it rich, but it adds no toil. But it's a stem to that. It's a stem to that, to how we got to walk upright. That comes to Psalms 84:11. And the word of God tells us there's nothing he would hold from me and you. That's if we walk according to his will, his purpose, and his power. And the word of God came to me the other day by a good friend of mine, Apostle Von Peek. And Von Peek told me, does God always get what he wants? And I said, yes. Well, he kind of laid the question back and said, well, only if you're in his will. The will to please the Father and to give you what you want is you got to be in his will. It's kind of like me being in my family. Whatever my family has, I have. Whatever I'm attached to. And I'm in obedience to the laws and what he told me. And I'm living by those directions. Then I have everything the Father has, because now I become inherited. And I'm like a child. I asked my mother, do I need a cookie? You know, and she said, not right now. It's not that she's never going to give it to me. She's got some things I have to do before I receive that. You know, sometimes it can spoil my appetite. Sometimes you can ask God for things, and it can actually spoil your appetite, to spoil the future that God has in store for you. So he really never tells you no. He really gives you what you want, but you got to be in his will. You can't walk outside the will of God and expect to get things from the kingdom of God. That's just a little nugget I want to drop on you this morning. Self-position. I want to thank God for the opportunity of being on his line this morning. For those who call it in, you got a call-in number. It was a 929-477-1191. I want to repeat that because I got a quick tongue. I kind of move like what the Spirit gives me. That's a 929-477-1191. That'll get you right into the studio. You have to push a button. You can just call into the studio and just listen in. You know, it's monitored. And for those who want to have something to say, all you just push the little tattletale button, the number one on your phone, and that'll light you up in the studio. But also look at some birthdays. Some personal people in my life. I want to just give a happy birthday out to my beautiful old sister, Edna Ellis. And she's actually having her birthday on today, as well as we want to talk about the blessings that we actually ask for the healing of the lives of people. We're talking about the woman of God, Tammy McHone, who went through some surgeries. We want to make sure she's going to be all right. We're going to believe and declare and decree in the midst, you know, her coming through the surgery that everything's going to be all right. There'll be no repercussions or anything, any kind of delays that may cause all opposite of what God declared in the life. Never back, we're looking for speedy healing for her to be back on her feet and moving quickly. And as we continue to move forth and declare the word over her life. And all of those who have opportunity want to call in and give your prayer request, you can do that at this time. Before we actually go into prayer, we thank God for you going to be with us on tonight. You know, just coming here after the hour, we got the woman that Pastor Thurman's called Trash Removal, which is a great thing that happens in all of life. Some of us got to get a lot of stuff out of our life. You know, we got to have that 1 Corinthians 11:28. We got to do the self-examination. If we're going to receive the blessings of Christ, we got to make sure we do self-examination. Not what anybody has said about us, but look at yourself and see where you are. And the word of God says, see if you of the faith. It's a big I F there. See if you of the faith. And then we'll know and declare that we are called by God to do what he calls us to do. But here in the book of, because I'm over in the book of, going to shoot over here and look at a couple of scriptures here. Going to look at some more here about forgiveness. Talk about in the book of, going to kind of go backwards and look at some things, or we're going to get some scripture here. You know, you talk about the process of forgiveness. We all want to be forgiven. We all want to forgive. We don't want to have anything on us that probably hinder us from having the blessings of the Lord, because we believe in the word of God, the blessings of the Lord, it make it rich. You know, it added no to Luke 28. Luke 6 and 28 pretty much talks about the same thing, you know, and that's the process of being forgiven. You know, who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you, you know, pray for them who spitefully. That means just intentionally, let's do you bad. You got to pray for those. And this is the kind of loving heart you got to have when you're going into prayer. These are the kind of prayers I pray before I go down on my knees, even though I think and I feel from my point of view that I'm a righteous man. I've been a righteous man. I still got to come before God and humble myself And as I humble myself, I got to ask him to forgive me for anything I don't know, anything I may have done, said, or thought of mine. Because I want to make sure I enter the kingdom of God when I'm praying for individual people with the right heart and the right mind when I'm interceding on behalf. You know, Matthew, you go to the book of Matthew, look at Matthew 5 and 44. I say, though, love your enemies. That's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. You know, when you're praying for individuals, you got to make sure that you're praying with the right spirit, the right heart. You got the right intention for the enemy. No matter how bad a person does you, according to Luke 6 and 28, you're going to have a right heart. It's about love. You know, the Bible says love casts out a multitude of sin. You see it in the book of Galatians. And Galatians really speaks that about in Galatians chapter 5 and that 14 verse. She said all the law of the kingdom fulfilled in one word, which is four letters. It's L-O-V-E. So we as men and women, guys, we go forth, we proclaim that we are kingdom representatives. We don't have the ability to dishonor or hate anyone. That shouldn't even be our spirit. Tell my holy dislike and shouldn't like. We should always have love. And the Bible said love covers a multitude of sin. We talk about these things and we hear the word of God as he speaks to our heart that he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have the opportunity to know that in our life it's really more than what we can see. So we thank God as we get ready to go into prayer. If there's any prayer requests, you know, at this time, you know, we're going to go ahead and pray. We're going to pray some more for those who just want to join in. Hit that prayer. We've got a line coming in. Got a little buzz here. We're going to get this buzz in here right quick before we get to going. Let's hear what this man of God is going to be saying here. We got a 4693. Just want to hear. Yes, you're on the line here. Come to the international.
Good morning, Pastor. I got in. I just want to pray for myself and my son, also my mother, and just pray for this broadcast that you bring forth a great message that these people may receive and hear. Because some of us don't hear the message on a daily basis, but we got a chance to hear a message from a great apostle. So just say a prayer for the broadcast that somebody may hear.
Amen. All right, man. We really appreciate that. Y'all heard it. Once again, I'm going to kind of go off on his words. I said, when he called in with a word of encouragement for those who are calling in to be a part of this, this is not something to make you feel other than what God declared you to be. You know, this is an opportunity for anybody to call in. You know, while you miss your blessings out for the things you look at, you think it's something, you know, that you think it's about a, you know, don't look at it as being some type of challenge, some type of competition. You know, if you're going to call it to the students, a free will. So we talk about being in the will of God. You hear the word of God coming forth, so word to help you. You need prayer in your life. Don't be ashamed. I mean, nobody's going to be ashamed about that. You know, being prayed in life. We all need prayer. I need prayer. Pray for me. You know, the work I'm doing here at HNLC is not easy work. You know, I'm also going out through the hedges and the highway, proclaiming that what God has given me to bring to his people. If you call the numbers once again, it's 929-477-1191. You're more than able to call in. And I roll off the middle of that young man who called in and asked the opportunity to say, hey, we're going to pray for the studio. We're going to pray for his son. We're going to pray for just his life in general. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we give reverence to you. Father God, we come and bow ourselves before you with the illumination and the power through the authority of the Holy Spirit. And even as this young man calls you, Father God, with a request on his life and his son's life, Father God, I'm asking you to look over him. Father God, I'm asking you to touch him. Every area of his life, and even as a young child begins to grow, Father God, let him be a supernatural provision for him through you, that he may know and understand that when he's raising his child, he'll raise him the way that you want him to be raised, that he grew up to be the type of man you want him to be. Father God, he's willing to turn over to you, as willing himself over to you, that even this morning as we pray for them, Father God, you'll give them an opportunity to move forward in such a way that no weapons created, nothing designed, and nothing engineered will come against them. Father God, we should hedge them. Keep them, Father God, and close to you and your will, that they know and understand in the midst of the seasons that they go through, Father God. You keep them covered from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, even the man of God declared, look over this studio. Lord, a great work we've been doing here for years in the name of Jesus, and such a powerful tear that you know. See, Father God, we ask you to look upon the ministry. We ask you to bless it with everything it needs, Father God, as they continue to disperse out, just kind of blow out. And just continue to go rapidly throughout all the world. Father God, we ask you to touch In the name of Jesus, command the word through the Spirit that those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what's going on in HNLC International, that they may know and understand that it's a God in place to do the work that he declared he's going to do. And I believe, according to the Spirit, there is no weapon created against this studio to happen. And Father, I ask you to continue to bless it, anoint it, let it move forward in such a way that it never moved before. And Father God, we're going to pray as we go into our city now, Father God. We actually look over our schools, first of all the young children, Father God, who's under the helm of that particular elementary or teacher, the zone, the committee they may be in. Father God, look over them, whoever the mayor may be, whoever the counselors may be, whatever the teachers may be, whatever it is they may be dealing in life. Father God, blank their mind to the point that they see these kids as your children, the future to where you want them to be. Father God, declare it over their life, even throughout the day, Father God, as the schools continue to keep the doors locked up from all unsafe predators that may try to come in and harm your little children. The word of God declared, according to the kingdom of God, suffer every one of them that come unto me to forbid them not, such as the kingdom of God. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus, they protected. The mind of the teachers are protected. The mind of the children are lined up according to the Spirit, that they may know, Father God, the blood that dwells on you, you shed on the cross, may dwell on them, Father God. They may be covered by the blood in the name of Jesus. Father God, we announce a word through the kingdom, Father, that you shower them with your multiple blessings, Father God, as they continue to walk and go forward. Even my young daughters among that group, look over, Father God, hedge her, keep her, Father God, give her the mind as we go through the testing today. Give her the mind, Father God, a witty idea, witty understanding, that they may pass through these tests of supernatural, Father God. Let the numbers in that school come up supernaturally, not only in that particular elementary, but all over where the testing is taking place. Look over all the children that's going around, Father God, that's in the school today. And Father God, even as I begin to pray this morning, Father God, I call the woman of God, not the name, that she had a the home, Father God. And we ask you in the name of Jesus, she be loosed wherever she may be, Father God. And whatever the enemy may be in trying to drive her away from her family, Father God, we declare, Father God, that she be loosed in the name of Jesus and sent back to that home to be under the realm of that mother and that father, that she may continue to grow and be the mature woman you designed her to be. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, that the devil got to let her go. And as he let her go, Father God, he'll set her back in her right hand. And Father God, I believe that even if she comes back, Father God, that we know there'll be no problem with her. Nothing broken, nothing missing. But she'll come back with a revelation of understanding, knowing to you, God, that everything and all things has been made in position to come to fruition in her life. That even in these times, Father God, she will know that you are God, and beside you there's no other. Look over the beautiful woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, in the name of Jesus, as she goes forth, Father God, and continue to work here at HNLC. Such a magnificent woman of God, and bring forth the word to the kingdom of those who have the ear to hear. Father God, I thank you for a voice in the land. It's such a prophetic voice. It's such a humble voice. It's not a loud voice, but it's a humble voice to talk to the ears and the hearts of the people. Father God, continue to elevate her in every part of her life and the work she's doing. Even as she goes into the corporation today, Father God, look over her, give her favor in every area. And Father God, all our Father God, all our senators, Father God, all those who represent the state of California, the state of Texas, the state of Milwaukee, all the 50 states. Father God, look over them, Father God, as they're going to take meetings this morning and begin to discuss the future of that particular city, that inner city, and whatever state it may be, Father God, that they may receive the revelation through the kingdom of God, that these are your people, Father God, that even if they begin to suffer through things, Father God, they will find a plan and a way to bring them back into where they need to be, that they may live a life successfully and what you designed and engineered to have. And Father God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ, and now they're going to the corridors of the hospital, wherever the sick may be, Father God, whatever's said about who said that I suck on Robosa. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the sick be that I suck on Robosa. Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever the sickness may be in that hospital, Father, whatever the upcoming surgeries may be, Father God, you got the power through the anointing of the Holy Spirit to guide the hands of the surgeon. And whatever it may be, Father God, what they thought to be bad, Father God, what they might see is not going to be there anymore. I claim a word in the name of Jesus that you are a supernatural surgeon, Father God, and you are God to give a cut not to kill, but a cut to heal. And that's through the power of the Holy Spirit that you continue to perform the work in the hands of those physicians, Father God, that they may know and understand that's a precious instrument that you do not know that they're working on. And Father God, whatever the injuries may be in their life, I decree right now in the name of Jesus, it's already proven successful, Father God. They're already going through, Father God, that they come out, Father God, with a supernatural healing in them. Father God, even as the heart, my heart began to talk about all the mothers, Father God, all the grandmothers, Father God, look over them. Keep them, Father God, and they continue to guide us up the dangerous channels of highways, information, direction. Lord, voice be heard in the church, not only the church, at home, that they are mothers, Father. They care for us more than we can ever imagine before. Let us continue to be obedient. All those who are under the parents, Father God, let the parents continue to be obedient, be able to speak to the children in such a way, Father God, they receive a magnificent word that comes from your kingdom. I thank you, Father God, for all the work that we're doing, Father God, to be able to reach out to beyond the walls of the church and go into the hedges and the highways and speak to those and cry the word over those who have a life that desire that they want to see Christ. And Father God, not only after they live, Father God, but in this time now that they believe the abundance of Christ and such all the supernatural things that he has in store for them. We know the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you said another word. But you came to give them life. You have the life more abundantly. Folks, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God, what you're doing in the lives of myself. We thank you what you're doing in the lives of all the other ministers. We thank you what you're doing in the lives of us just in general, us people, Father God. And Father God, I mentioned, look over that presidency. There's not my heart, said the most. Look over them, Father God, that their mind will line up according to the Spirit, that they may not understand in the midst of the season that they're in, Father God. You are always in control, Father God. Let them continue to come to the point that they will know and understand, Father God. They're dealing with a supernatural God. And they're dealing with a supernatural God. Supernatural children, that he continue to go forth and do all that you commanded him to do, Father God. Look over him, touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Father God, I believe in the decree that no harm will come to him, Father God. But in the time of the season, Father God, you return that he may be helped to the people, whether the neighbors. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, all the homes, all the parents, all the marriages, Father God, we look over them right now in the name of Jesus. Old who desire to be married, Father God, and those who are already married. Let that spouse continue to line up and be what he's supposed to be to their help me. Let their help me continue to be what she's supposed to be to their help me. In the name of Jesus. They both help me, Father God. But I believe right now in the name of Jesus, they're more than just a rib. In the name of Jesus. They call to help them to go through whatever proclivities they may be dealing with. Father God, we're living in a season right now. It's full of proclivities, Father God. Problems, issues, ununderstanding. Stop signs, all these different ditches they fall into. Father God, dig them out. Let them know you're right there with them, Father God. You'll never leave them and never forsake them. They didn't want to get out of their knees, Father God. You give them a Psalm 46, Father God. They call on your name. And you said in your word, Father God, whoever calls on my name, I'm not just there, but I'm a very present help in a very present time of need. Father, let the light, let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they may know and understand the hope of the calling, that they will put on their life on this day and forevermore. I decree the word not according to myself, but through the Spirit, that they may know and understand, Father, that you are a grateful God, omnipotent, omnipresent God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen. Lord, go down and look over the Good News International, that apostle down there, Apostle Von, and the work he's doing in the ministry. Look over my good friend, Dr. J.C. Matthews, and all the nice work that he's doing in his ministry. He go for and begin to enlighten the hearts and the mind and the hearts of the people, Father, that they may have the hope an expectation to know that you still in existence to do all that you declared they're going to do. Look over Bishop Raymond Johnson down there at Living Faith Christian Center, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Touch him, Father God, with the mighty work he's doing down there. In the name of Jesus. Look over Pastor Sam Fitzroy. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch him and his wife Gloria Fitzroy as they move forward, Father God, to continue to shake the kingdom and do the work he called them to do. And oh, Father God, I'm asking you to look over Apostle Oscar Walker, Father God, even as his project begin to expand together, Father God. Make a way out of no way, Father God, that you are God and beside you there is no other. Make it come to full fruition, full term. No wrinkles, nothing missing, nothing broken, but everything fall into place as he continue to minister to get things into place, to get that school in place that you so want for him to have, and that he may continue to disciple those men and women, God, as out there doing the work for the kingdom of God. Father God, I thank you for the man of God, Ron Shaw at Lighthouse, and the work that he's doing. Continue to bless him in his health and his strength. That you're God, and besides you, there's no other, Father God. And wherever the illness or sickness may be in his body, whatever may be coming across him, Father God, I'm not claiming to declare anything, but in the spirit, Father God, I'm lucid before you even try to come close to him. In the midst of his life, Father God, he will live extended life, Father God, in such a way, Father God, he'll do more than he ever thought he would do in his entire life. I decree the word, I declare it, even over this house, over myself. I lay hands, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I begin to anoint my own self, Father God, as I speak in the name of Jesus, that you may anoint me and continue to give me the word to flow from your kingdom, that I may know and understand, Father God, you are omnipotent and omnipresent, God. You draw the God, you say your sign and look low. You see all and know all, Father God. And even as I begin to pray for myself, Father God, all the different ministries that I deal with, all those I like to say, I don't like to say they're up under me, for all the ones I come in to consult with, Father God. I like to declare and decree, Father, you'll bless them, Father God. All the hundreds of ministries, Father God, that we talk to and we continue to pray for every day, Father God, that you'll put under our helm, Father God, under our control to help. Father God, we ask you to give us the wisdom and knowledge to continue to direct them, along with the great people beside me, the man of God out of Ghana, Africa, Dr. Albright, in the name of Jesus. Touch him and his wife and his beautiful kids. Touch them in every area of their life that they continue to move and do the work that you called them to do. Father God, I'm actually looking over Jim Minor over there in Africa, Father God, in Kenya, as he continues to go out and do all the work he's declared to do. Him and his son, that's continue to be the tag team, the dynamic dude, with his beautiful wife, continue to do all the work that you commanded him to do. Father God, let him not fall short of any work this season at the end. Matter of fact, it'll be a multiplication of work. That means the finances will grow, even here and all abroad, Father God, that I declare over this ministry, Father God, it'll flow in from all over the world, Father God. It'll be more than we'll need to build the studios that we have, Father God, as we continue to do the work that you called us to do in the season that we're in, that we may know and understand, Father God. We can never bounce your vision off of provision, because God, on the count of a thousand hills, everything you have is in your kingdom. All the blessings, all the anointing, all the grace, all the prosperity, everything we need, Father God, is tied to us being obedient to you. You said in your word, Father God, if we walk upright, you said no good thing you will hold from us. That's if we walk upright. And if we seek ye first the kingdom, that's through you, Father God. Meditating your word, Joshua 1:8, and believe and declare and decree in the midst of the season that we're in, Father God, we will know, Father God, according to your will, your purpose, that it should be no weapon, it can be no weapon formed against your people. That's your prosper. I decree the word in the name of Jesus. I speak these words not of myself, but through the power of the Most High God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, of the Most High God. Lord, let your word ring, let it rule, Father God, through all the land. Let it convict and let it arrest. Let it shut down everything around us not like you, Father, that we may know and understand. We serve an omnipotent and omnipresent and mighty God. In the season that we're in, that we may realize and know and understand that you are the one. You are the creator. You are the designer. You are the engineer over all flesh. And Father God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to have the right to the tree of life. Father God, I speak these things not of myself, but of the Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And even as I pray, Father God, touch my friend, Pastor Ren, elevate his mind, Father God, elevate his heart, elevate him, Father God, to a new season, Father God. The work you're about to do in him, Father God, is more than what you'll see, Father God, that you will shock him, Father God, in the midst of his work, and you will show him a vision, epiphany, that the things you have in store for him to do as he moves forward, Father God, and his ministry begin to elevate. Look at the woman of God, Apostle Gibbs. Touch her, Father God, as her husband goes through the process of losing his brother. And I thank you, Father God, that you're touching them. You're looking over them. You're keeping them safe. You're keeping them all of them safe. Let them be a comfort to him, Father God, even in their older age, Father God, that they may continue to do the work that you called them to do, and they may know and understand that you are God, and beside you, there's another. Father God, we thank you and bless you. We honor you for this time, this moment. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and now we just decree and declare that we move forward, Father God. You're already doing a work that's more powerful than we can imagine, even understand. These things we speak not of ourselves, but all through the power of the Most High God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and declare and decree your word. Amen. 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 For all those who want to call back, get a chance to get a hold of me on my private line. There's two places you can get a hold of me. Three places. First, you can go to HNLC International, or let's go to Harvest New Life Church, and that's going to be my actual website, harvestnewlifechurch.com. If you want to contact me by email, you go to harvestnlc@gmail.com. If you want to call me personally, you call me here in the studio. I'll be here for a couple of hours here throughout the day. That's going to be area code 214-577. I'll tell me. But yeah, 214-517. Yeah, let me get mixed up. 214-778-5172. Did I get that right? I think I got it wrong. I think it's 214-778-5219. Now, that's what I feel like it is. It's 214-778-5219. Now we're talking. Now we're in there. So, hey, give me a call. Go to my website. Email me. Prayer request. Whatever this may be. Hey, don't make this ministry. go to my website, go to donations. We're doing a great work over here. This is ground. It will grow. Seed does go here. Don't forget to put a label on your seed about what you want God to do for you and in your life. For me here at HNLC Studios, for the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, myself, we thank you guys for joining us and being a part of this program on this particular morning as we continue to send you off at the place of where the work, whatever it may be. God bless you. We love you. You guys take care.